Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
505, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is a Monday evening at this point. I apologize if I sound slightly distracted, but I just got an email, and one of our co-workers here at the radio factory has had a bad situation happen, so I just want to take care of that. Let me just... Germ, it's going to be a weird question, but I have to ask you live on the air because I definitely absolutely need this. The last four digits of Zach's phone number, please, because to try and get this. You and I, as a community, have got to stand together. I know I'm going off on a tangent here, but I do want to make this very, very, very clear. One of the things that I have loved about Central Virginia for 11 years now, more than 11 years, is the fact that we come together. And you can be on any side of anything. You can absolutely disagree or hate even. Right, we've seen that in this community where people have come together. Not all the time, but most of the time. And then if you really like someone, then you're absolutely positively going to be on their side, right? Okay. So I don't want to get into the details because it's not my place to speak on this, but somebody that I have worked with for about 11 years had a problem with a fire. And so we're all now going to stand together and try and help them out. Remember what happened with our friends, the Morrisseys, a couple of years back? You remember that? Emily Morrissey, who I absolutely love. She's like my best buddy, but emily'sbracelets.com. You remember all that? And their house burnt down. We had been out there. Emily and I were the grand marshals of the Bon Air parade. And I was just so thrilled because you know the way this works. I know I'm going off here, but you know the way this works. When I get asked to do any of these parades, and I love doing it. It's great fun, but it is a package deal. If you're getting me, you're getting Emily. I just don't have that official royal family wave down like she does. She's the best. So anyway, we did that parade, and it was Mother's Day, right? And then later that day, they came home. Went, you know, did whatever they had to do, and that night, their home burned down, for God's sakes. So, I mean, real, you know, it's just the way it is. So we all came together as a community. God, Carl Leonard down there in Chesterfield County, sheriff of Chesterfield County, said, hey, we got to do something, and we did. And we did. All right, let me move on to one or two other things. It's Monday. There's a lot of stuff that's happening. I get that. The rain has just started. I should share that with you. The rain has just started up here in the center of the universe, Ashland. Of course, we don't know if it's raining anywhere else because, well, we're the center of the universe, so we don't necessarily pay attention to much of anything else. Fred Couples, champion golfer, is apparently weighing in. And I got to go and do some confirmation, but a buddy of mine who is reliable, a longtime news guy, said Fred Couples said voting for Kamala as if she'll not continue to screw things up is like expecting a 30 handicap golfer to go out and shoot a 70. It's just not possible. Yeah. Well, I kind of go along with that. You can't look at someone with that sort of a track record and say, no, now she's really going to get it right. I don't think it works that way. I just don't. It's weird. It is weird. She's campaigning as if somebody else has been president and vice president for the last 4 years. And then at the same time, she wants you to know that, oh, there's all sorts of great things that we did. Well, you got to pick one. Either you were not involved or you were involved. Either you are in opposition to what's going on or you are supporting what's going on. You just cannot have it both ways. It is absolutely, positively impossible. It is a metaphysical impossibility, right? You can't be in two places at once. Well, you are the vice president or you're not the vice president. These are easy questions. Jeff, are you the vice president of the United States? No, I am not. Okay, next question, please. Kamala Harris, are you the vice president of the United States? Yes, I am. See how easy all of that is? Let me share a little bit with you. Former President Trump weighed in on this, and I do think that the President Trump has been on message. You know, we who are Trump supporters, and I make no apologies for that. I am absolutely a supporter of President Trump. We are either of the opinion that he is set, all is good, all is right with the world, and he's got this thing in the bag, or we are concerned and thinking, oh my gosh, I don't know if he does. And sometimes our two groups don't get along, which is weird because we all have the same goal here. We're talking about saving a country, right? President Trump has been on target. And here's what I can tell you about his appearances, because I had these questions a couple of weeks back. You remember that? I asked them. He is in all of the right places as far as I'm concerned. And he's out there in these swing states. He's shaking hands. He's talking with people. And regardless of what you have seen or heard or read, when he is speaking with you, he is legitimately speaking with you. Now, he's been on the show a couple of times, as you know, which is nice. I had the chance to spend a couple of minutes. It's not like we sat down and busy banging out policy on this. We chatted. And I came away thinking to myself, what a cool dude. I mean, a really solid, nice guy. It's clear to me why he is so successful in so many different ways. He is funny, he is personable, he is friendly. He's all of those things that if you only read news reports, you would not believe about him. So let me give you a little piece of President Trump, okay? Take a listen to cut number 5.
President Trump, would you want the microphones muted in the debate whenever you're not speaking?
We agreed to the same rules. I don't know. It doesn't matter to me. I'd rather have it probably on. But the agreement was that it would be the same as it was last time. In that case, it was muted. I didn't like it the last time, but it worked out fine. I mean, ask Biden how it worked out. It was fine. And I think it should be the same. We agreed to the same rules. Same rules and same specifications. And I think that's probably what it should be. But they're trying to change it. The truth is they're trying to get out of it because she doesn't want to debate. She's not a good debater. She's not a smart person. She doesn't want to debate.
I have to agree with it. I agree with him, with everything that he just said there. And the most important takeaway from it, as far as I'm concerned, was, hey, whatever they are, I don't care what the rules are. Let's just do it. I did like that he had a little zing in there. Hey, ask Biden how it worked, right? Oh, don't want to do that. Yeah, you do. And that's why the Harris campaign is so up in arms. Well, listen, she wants to sit instead of standing. Remember why the rules were what they were. And you may not remember, because you know, it's kind of in the weed sort of stuff. Everything that happened during that first debate was the request of the Biden team. Everything that the Trump campaign said was whatever the rules are. That was it. There was no, it was like, well, we want a red carpet and we want a yellow lectern and nothing. Nothing at all. How do you want this to go? Was their response. You want us to stand for 2 hours? Fantastic. We'll stand for 2 hours. You want to sit for an hour, stand for an hour, juggle for an hour, whatever you want. We just want to do the debate. And that's been the whole thing from Donald Trump all along. Now Kamala Harris is coming back with a whole bunch of requests. I'm going to share them with you in a couple of moments. I know a lot of people already know. Those are the people that are with me on social media. If you are not yet with me on social media, you got two big options, I think. Follow Jeff Katz Show on X, Jeff Katz Show on X, and The Jeff Katz Show on Facebook, The Jeff Katz Show on Facebook. It is 5:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 5:21, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Tomorrow afternoon, we've got KC from KC and the Sunshine Band coming on. That is going to be way cool. I'm going to put on my boogie shoes. I got my my disco shirt. I'm ready. And, you know, he's coming to town, right? August the 31st, Atlantic Union Bank After Hours, the Surf Pro Pavilion at Meadow Event Park in Doswell. August the 31st, 7 p.m., it's just going to be a blast. Heidi and I have our tickets. We've had our tickets, and you can say whatever you want. I don't care. I am stoked about that. I really am. I kind of sort of remember disco. I was, like 7th grade? We had junior high school long before it became middle school. But, like, in junior high school, we had that. I can remember as a, was it junior high or elementary? I had, you ready for this? A crushed orange velvet leisure suit that my mom bought for me, and a black, was supposed to be satin, it would have been all polyester, black shirt with a long collar and mushrooms on it. That was my class picture. I think it was sixth grade. I may have to go and dig through a storage unit and break that out, because I just think it's absolutely hysterical. Also hysterical, but not in a good, oh, geez, golly, isn't that funny sort of a way, is what the vice president is saying. Now, we're up to, I think it's 37 days since she actually gave anything resembling a press conference or a real interview. But some reporter, I'm not quite sure who he is. I think it said, was it Spectrum? The Spectrum News? Somehow got a hold of her for like 90 seconds. And you can see now why she does not want to chat with anybody. They don't want her out there. Cut number one.
On a different front, Axios this week reported that President Trump, if he gets a second term, will sort of dial back, for lack of a better term, DEI programs that the Biden administration has put in forth. I know you disagree with that. I obviously believe that you don't want him to get a second term. That said, if that does happen, what do you think that would do to race relations in this country?
Well, let me say, we're going to win, so it's not going to happen. But I think that, listen, today is actually, I believe, an anniversary in terms of Dr. King, right? And I was just in Selma, and we celebrated, acknowledged the 59th anniversary of Bloody Sunday. I think it's really important that we as Americans always embrace our history, the parts that we're proud of and the parts that we're not proud of but that we can't forget. And we should all agree that we should teach history, we should learn history, if we're to ever have an accurate idea of where we want to go and where we don't want to go in the future. And that means also acknowledging the importance of diversity. It means acknowledging the importance of the fact that everyone should have equal opportunity to compete and equity. And then, of course, inclusion, that, you know, hey, let's look around the room and see who's not here, and did we leave the door open?
I'm telling you, Charlie Brown's teacher makes a lot more sense than she does. Nutty. Absolutely nutty. By the way, Madam Vice President, that's not what equity is. Equality is what we all have, at least historically, been making strides towards, working towards, advocating for.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Everybody getting a chance Equity says the result is the same. Equity is everybody wears the same gray clothing, you know, like Chairman Mao gave out. Not equity, what we're looking for. We're looking for equality, quality of opportunity. I don't own a business. Well, I got the speaking stuff, the coaching stuff, yeah, but that's like a small, it's not a big business. It's me. But I take a look, I always use the two examples of local business owners, right? Stan and Megan Andruski, Wendy and John Yeoman, right? The Yeomans own Jake's Place, Megan and Stan own Certified Auto Repair. They're living their American dreams, and they have broken their rear ends, all four of them. But they're living their American dreams. And you know what happens when they are able to live their American dreams? They give other people the opportunity to live their American dreams. That's what happens with equality. I got news for you. There were lots of other people who tried to open a restaurant. Lots of other people who tried to open an auto repair shop. And it didn't work out for them. Equity says, hey, you know that really good auto repair shop that Stan and Megan own? Yeah, well, we're taking that way. Somebody else is going to have it because everybody should have one. That's not a good thing. Tomorrow morning, live from Bristol, Virginia, my buddy John Reed is going to be on the air. Don't miss it. 526, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 533, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is a Monday evening. Rain is here. It's going to be with us, by the way, through the evening, through the overnight. Some of us are going to have thunderstorms. I just got a note here that thunderstorms are due here in Hanover any moment now. Interesting to hear that congressman, don't you think? That's Jared Moskowitz from Florida. He's a Democrat, by the way. Did you hear him talking politics? I didn't hear him talking politics there. I heard a guy, happens to be a Democrat, who said, well, here we are. We're in Butler, Pennsylvania. We're looking at the location where there was an epic Secret Service fail. And the life of former President Donald Trump was almost taken, right? He's there for the right reasons. I don't know what his thoughts are on other issues. Don't know. But he's there. I got to give credit to the Speaker of the House, whoever it was that put this together, this committee. Democrats as well as Republicans. Trying to kill the President of the United States or the former President of the United States is not a political issue. Right? There's no parsing words. Well, no. If you, as, I don't know, a conservative Republican say, well, somebody ought to kill so-and-so. Sorry, you're off the team. That's it. We're done. And it should be the same way for left-wing folks, for Democrats. Now, you and I both know we saw some really awful comments from some of those folks after that happened. But there are plenty of Democrats, it seems, who are, well, they're coming over to Donald Trump. Bobby Kennedy last week had an incredible speech, absolutely incredible. And I was so happy to hear it. I really was. You know, he's been on this program a number of times. And I got to spend some time with him. I guess it's a year ago now that he was here. It was really great hanging out with him, chatting with him, talking about well, everything. And I thought, okay, you're kind of like a guy that I used to know when I was growing up, right? That sort of a Democrat. And he's come out and forcefully endorsed President Trump. Tulsi Gabbard today officially endorsing President Trump. Tulsi Gabbard is also helping President Trump prepare for the debate. Because you remember, 4-plus years ago, Tulsi Gabbard was running for the Democrat Party nomination, and Kamala Harris was there, and they went head-to-head. So Tulsi Gabbard knows a thing or two about the vice president. So she is helping former President Trump prep. Good stuff. I think it's going to be good, assuming that this debate ever takes place. I personally think that the delaying and the rule change request and the rest of it, I just think, as President Trump said, it's all designed to keep, what's her name? The vice president. I'm sorry, I didn't really mean to say that. But yeah, well, what's her name? I forgot. Well, no, she said she hasn't really been involved the last 4 years, right? So I guess we could say, well, what's her name? Or we could say, yeah, you've been vice president since July of 2021. Anyway, it's designed to keep her from that debate stage. That's what it's designed. They don't want her out there. They know that she's not very good in those situations. President Trump says she's not very smart. I don't know if I would say that, but I'll tell you what. She's just mixing up these big old bowls of word salad. It's like when you're a kid in school and your teacher says, okay, you have to define the word, but you cannot use the word to define itself, right? What is an apple? Well, an apple is an apple. Doesn't work. Sid Vicious, if you remember Sid Vicious, Sid Justice, Psycho Sid. His real name was Sid Udy from the pro wrestling world. He's passed away. He was 63 years old. Had a long ongoing battle with cancer and finally got him. Hung Cao had a Donald Trump visit, apparently, which is good. And they're closing Red Lobster. Red Lobster all over the country, I guess. What was it based on? Was it the free cheese rolls at the beginning, or all you can eat lobster? Whatever it was, it's done. Not entirely, but they're closing dozens. All you can eat shrimp. That's what it was. Do you ever think something like that would really put a big business out of business? It did. And we're going to lose ours. So Colonial Heights has a Red Lobster. They're closing that one. And they say Richmond. I'm assuming that they mean the one on Broad Street, West Broad, out in Henrico, because it's the only one I know of. I've got a great X message. I don't know if you're allowed to call them tweets anymore, but Smelvis, who I just love, sends a lot of texts. He had some nice stuff to say about me. He says, I love to listen to Jeff. He gets some serious guests. They also have a text line, and hearing him say Smelvis just cracks me up. Well, there you are, Smelvis. I am happy to have been of service. I will remind you quickly about that text line, the Chronic Care of Richmond text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Why don't we do J.D. Vance? Another guy who I just think is never going to get a fair break when you sit down with members of that legacy news media. But it's okay, because he, frankly, he doesn't need any help. He really doesn't. So he's on, what was it, Kristen Welker? Another one of these talking head shows. They've all blended together, for God's sakes. But cut number three.
Another big topic in this race is immigration. There has been a lot of discussion about Donald Trump's plans for mass deportation. Yeah. According to one estimate, more than 11 million U.S. citizens live in households with mixed immigration status, including more than 5 million children. If you and former President Trump were elected, would you separate families as a part of your mass deportation effort?
Well, we have to start with the foundational issue here, which is we have 25 million illegal aliens in this country right now because Kamala Harris has refused to do her job.
DHS says it's much lower. It's closer to 8 million.
Where do you get the 25 million from? Well, I think the 25 million are the people that should have been deported that maybe weren't deported, plus you had another 12 to 15 million that have come in since Kamala Harris.
That number for the record. They say it's closer to 8 to 10 million.
But I think there are reasons to think that DHS is underestimating. Whatever the real number is, it's way too high, right? It's millions upon millions of illegal immigrants that have come in just since Kamala Harris became the border czar a few years ago.
She was put in charge of the root causes of migration.
Well, the root causes of migration, I would say, Kristen, is that Kamala Harris refuses to do her job as border czar.
So, did anybody notice that Kristen Welker is not having a conversation with him? She's not even doing an interview. She is playing the part of the vice president. She is reading the lines that would be read by Kamala Harris if she were in a debate. There's got to be a reconfiguration at some point. Donald Trump called out the fake news a long time ago. Here's what's so interesting about that. Some people were shocked by that. My gosh, I didn't know about that. And others of us who have worked inside media for a long time, it took another, hold on a second. Took another sip of coffee and went on with our day because we already knew. We already knew. You see it, you hear it, you read it all the time. Let me give you another example. I got just enough time for this. From PBS, the public finance BS operation. You know what? Let me just leave this to you. You just take a listen to it very closely. Cut number four.
In something that Governor Walz said, in every speech that he, just about every speech he's given when he's brought up the Second Amendment, he talked about gun violence laws. It jumped out at me because it's a new way of talking about this. Before, it was gun control. And then folks said, no, it's not about control. Then it became gun safety legislation. But when you put the focus on why people want regulation of guns, it's because of the violence. And when you talk about it as gun violence laws, it focuses the imagination. It focuses your attention. And it's then I think it makes it possible for people in red states who care about the guns, they're not coming for me. They're not coming for my guns. They're going after the bad people with the guns or the guns that are wreaking mayhem and havoc on communities and families. And I actually think that's a smart way to talk about it. It's actually a more honest and direct way to talk about it.
We've seen Democrats do that on the issue of abortion, talking less about abortion rights and more about reproductive freedom. To what degree does the language matter?
I'll tell you, it matters 110%. It's also why some people have simply lost the debates already. If you take a look, now they mentioned abortion, so I'm gonna talk about that for a second. Abortion is what it is, right? We know what it is, don't we? We do. It's ugly. You have some women who have said, look, I've been put in this terrible situation. I was attacked, blah, blah, blah. I don't want to carry this baby. All right. I don't think we can simply dismiss them out of hand. I think as decent people, you reach out and say, all right, well, let's get through this somehow. There are wonderful families who will very happily adopt your baby if you want to go in that direction. That's a big possibility. And let me tell you, adopting a child is not easy. And you know what else? It's not cheap. What that says to me, as the father of three, we didn't adopt anybody, but I get it. If you are willing to invest that amount of time, because believe me when I tell you, it is a lot of time. It's a lot of paperwork. And then you back it up with a lot of money. I'm here to tell you that boy, that girl who gets adopted by a family like that, I think they're going to be pretty well served. And I think if you are the mother, and for whatever reason you've decided, boy, I just can't do this. I don't want to raise a child. Okay. But there's that option. We've lost that debate from the very beginning because instead of talking about abortion, and you remember, state delegate was a Kathy Tran 2 years ago, 2.5 years ago, 3 years ago, stood on the floor of the House of Delegates, told everybody that, they were all in favor of abortion right up until the time the baby was there. Then you had our terrible excuse for a governor saying, well, if the baby was born, we would just keep them comfortable until we decided what to do, like, you know, dispatch them. And I thought, oh, my God. But we don't even hear that conversation now, do we? What do we hear? We hear the phrase women's health. Well, unless I've missed something, and I've been married to a woman for 25 years now, women have other health issues. So this is not, quote, women's health. This may be a portion of it, but it is not women's health. But we have ceded that ground already, and it's going to be very, very difficult to get it back. Very difficult. Is it the number one issue for some people? For some people it is, but you better take a look at some of the other stuff. Because when I go to the Wawa at my gas station, right, remember, Route 1 and Route 54, that is my official barometer when it comes to gasoline prices. I don't always get it there, although the coffee's good. I don't always get it there. Sometimes I find cheaper places, but that's my official barometer. When we moved into this house, $1.75, $1.60 for a gallon of gas. Earlier today, $3.38. I see it every time I pass by there. That's an issue. Every time I walk into the store, I love Tom Leonard. I love everything at Tom Leonard's Farmer's Market. And it's really nice that TJ is back from Atlanta and back in that store. But prices have gone up. You go to your maybe a neighborhood grocery store, right? You're going to Food Lion or Walmart or Publix or Kroger's, wherever you're going. And you're going in there and you know as well as I do, those prices are up. That's not some greedy corporation somewhere. This is bad policy we've had from D.C. for the last 4 years. And Kamala Harris is right there front and center on all of this. I just don't think you can have it both ways. You were there for whatever the good things were. Well, I'm not sure what they are, but she says they happened. But you weren't there for the bad decisions that were made. Well, that doesn't even make any sense. It is 547, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. Monday. Mamas and the Papas. You know, I listen to that song and then I start thinking about the Beach Boys. And I know, obviously not connected, but for some reason, I got like this mental connection. Maybe just the time frame that they were both out. You remember when Mike Love was on a couple of years ago? 2 years, I think. It was last year. Mike Love from the Beach Boys was on the program. And all he wanted to talk about was politics. And all I wanted to do was talk about music and transcendental meditation. Well, then I was hanging out with him backstage at Meadow Event Park that night. Same thing. All he wanted to talk about was politics. It's like, oh, please. I won't talk about music. I promise I won't talk about music. Can we please talk about some meditation stuff? And we did. And then I went and I kind of went through. You know, we have a meditation center out in, Powhatan. And so I went through that. Andy's the guy out there, did a nice job. And I think I'm better off for it. I know those days when I don't do my meditation. Right, I got like a whole list of things I try and do, right? The meditation and prayer and trying to write stuff and blah, 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 blah. But man, those first two things are really the important ones. And they come home for me. Anyway, all right, enough of that. Tomorrow, we have KC from KC and the Sunshine Band because they're coming to town. They're coming to Doswell, Meadow Event Park. Looking forward to that. And so KC is going to be with us. John Reed tomorrow morning, 6 a.m. will be broadcasting again from the experimental wind tunnel, I guess, in Bristol. It does sound like he's in, is it an empty warehouse, Jerm? I don't know, but I mean, he's got important stuff to say, and I want you to be listening, but that will be tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. And then September the 10th, please put this on your calendar. We've got Bill O'Reilly dropping by. Bobby Kennedy saying he's got more and more Democrats that he knows who are going to be coming out and endorsing President Trump. Good. I think that's okay. Tulsi Gabbard stepped up to the plate, officially announced that she was endorsing him, and I think that's good as well. By the way, when you take a look at these folks, they're not with President Trump on 100% of the issues. You just need to know that. But the fact that they are willing to put that aside because they are working, they say, to help save the country, make America great again, to me, that means a lot. We've got rain, which means slick roads, so please beware the weather this evening. God willing, you and I get the chance to do this all over again tomorrow, starting at 3. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.